This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, that sound courtesy of NBC and the NFL on NBC last night. Not great. Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott. Immediate ejection. We do have Jason Pinkston coming up in about 20 minutes. We got quick hits coming up at 3:40. More on your predictions on the Browns as we get you ready for Sunday with the Bengals. But I will tell you, that made for a very – it immediately kickstarted – sports Twitter in a way that was wild, because there's really no like two sides of it. It was just one sided. Give him three games. Give him 100 games. He should never play again. It was a lot of reaction to Jalen Carter.
Yeah, but I felt like after the first initial reaction, I think then there was where I end up on this, which I was like, I thought people went a little bit too hard of the paint.
I agree with you. I think last night justice was served. He spat on Dak Prescott. He got ejected.
Missed the whole game.
I don't know why he would deserve anything other. And I think when he does, because I think he will get suspended further than that.
He'll get a fine probably. I really don't think he's going to get an actual game or anything.
I think it would be wild if the NFL. I think it'd be really wild if the NFL is giving 15-yard penalties for taunting, for guys flexing a bicep around another player, to then only give Jalen Carter the ejection, and that counts as one game suspension.
Well, so think about it. Like, we've seen this before, and honestly, Nathan had jogged my memory in the morning, because Nathan said the wrong player, though. Nathan Cannon Lima in the morning had said it was Marlon Humphrey in a situation with Jarvis Landry a few years ago. It was not Marlon Humphrey. Immediately, I was like, it's Marcus Peters. I'm like yelling at the radio. I'm like, it's Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters was a known spitter.
Yep. Marcus Peters was the spitter. And so, like, what ended up happening, though, was I believe it was like a $12,000-$13,000 fine, and life moved on.
Now, that was back in 2020, back when $12,000 really meant $30,000. You got to adjust
for inflation.
Yeah.
So we're getting like a $20,000 fine for him?
Some are saying $100,000.
Maybe. Like, and I'm okay. Hit him in the pocketbook, whatever way you want. But like, to miss games for this just seems a little bit much for me.
I think justice was served. So if they just let time served in a fine, I really will be fine. I just am going to be furious then the first time you flag the Browns for taunting on Sunday, and when you're doing this phony baloney crap about, oh, we got to fix sportsmanship in football, which no one cares about. I mean, literally, no, that's not. Old people care about it, and they'll be gone soon enough. I'm kidding, older people. That was a joke. All right, we're all on Guam together, Team Guam.
Yeah, Team Guam. Yeah.
But I think it's a really bad look if Jalen Carter gets ejected for one game and that's his punishment with a fine, when you've cracked down on sportsmanship. Because I will say, flexing over someone, about 1/1,000,000th of the disrespect of spitting on someone.
Well, it's definitely way more disrespectful. I'm trying to figure out, so like obviously I'm sure your brain went to where my brain went to with Robbie Alomar on the umpire.
Yeah, and, right? And some are saying the umpire deserved it.
And I think that was Hirschbeck, right? I think it was Hirschbeck. Yeah. And so the whole point, though, is that when I think about Robbie Alomar, one of the first things I think about is that moment. That moment stayed with him in a way that I think for a lot of people across baseball, even when he was like inducted in the Hall of Fame, there were so many different people that was just all you do is just bring up that moment in time. I don't think this is staying with Jalen Carter.
Well,
I think this is the type of thing that he's had so many other things pop up in his life. Maybe it just overtakes it.
I was going to say, the first thing I think about when I think about Jalen Carter is reckless driving.
Yeah, and the idea that then half of the NFL decided we don't want to even put you on our draft board.
Yeah, who could have honestly been the second or third pick
easily,
in that draft?
Easily. He had the talent, and it's bared out, by the way, in the NFL. He's an incredibly talented player, and there was enough teams to be like, nope, can't do it, can't draft him.
Now, I will say, when we then got the second spitter where Dak Prescott is spitting in the general vicinity of Jalen Carter.
He's spitting on the ground. Come on.
Well, No. My point was, I can understand if the counter defense from Jalen Carter is I thought he was spitting at me. I think it's a little flimsy, but I at least understand his actions a little bit more.
Yeah, but here's where I think Dak Prescott just gets the benefit of the doubt, because since Dak's been in the NFL.
No reckless driving issues?
We did have one leading before the NFL.
Yeah, well, that was before
that
the
dropped
NFL.
Him to the fourth round.
Yeah,
that incident. But like, since he's been in the NFL, what have you heard about Dak Prescott in any sort of nefarious way? Like,
I
he's
did
been
see a picture once.
He's been a consummate pro of him dating like the college girl. That was a thing for a little bit.
No, I don't want to describe it on air.
He started dating a college girl, and too many people were like, "She's too young for you." And it's like, what do you want me to do with this?
You don't remember the one picture that came out
with Dak?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, we don't need to talk about
it. Okay, you can show me in between the break. I don't think I want to be shown, actually.
No, it sounds like you want to be shown.
Like, I don't want to be shown.
No,
we're not
going
to out-freak this freak, okay?
Mac, I'm going to need you to take over for the segment, because
if I type in Dak Prescott photo
on my
laptop, what's popping up?
I sure would not. It'd pop on the old incognito.
Should I say rude?
I don't know. I mean, it seemed very charming.
Was it charming or chotch?
Well, it depends on whether you like the picture or not.
These are very nice photos of Dak Prescott that are popping up. Nothing nefarious is popping up at all.
I do love. You ever look for like a specific GIF or
bad,
meme?
Nothing bad's happening.
And it's
here.
Like a heinous one, and then you're going through like, oh, that's, you know, a cupcake. That one's like Candyland. This, that, and then it's like a really just crap photo.
Seems like
that's
a nice
kind
guy.
Of what I'm hoping for here.
Yeah, no, that's not happening for me. Right, but maybe it will between the break when we get more specific with the search.
But no.
he's earned the benefit of the doubt. Jalen Carter's given us nothing in his pro career to have earned the benefit of the doubt here.
I do think, like, how much do I really – okay, do I wish to be spat upon? No. If it happens in real life, would it maybe be one of three things that at my age – well, guys, just so we're clear, I do not want to be spat upon. I'm one of those guys who doesn't like that.
Is that what Stack Photo was about?
Yeah. Well – I'm not doing it, okay?
No.
But I do think, like, I think there's a difference between something that happens on the field and something that happens if we were out here walking the beautiful hollowed streets of Crocker Park.
There's got to be a difference.
If you do it in real life, you're going to catch some hands, even from a pacifist like me. In a football game, like, I don't know. I honestly wouldn't have had a problem if he wasn't ejected.
I just don't have an outrage
like
for
I
it.
Can't fight for it.
I just don't have an outrage for it.
I can't be
it.
Like, oh, how dare you kick him out of the game. That had a real impact on the game. I also can't be like, I think that was absolutely the right thing. It's football. Things do happen.
Out of all the nasty things you hear happen during a football game and things that go on, I just can't get irate over this one.
Now, I will tell you, and we actually had this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Conversation yesterday about social media in general, how people have, everybody's a content creator now. So we're so, everybody's so quick with the content that 15 minutes in, you're just over it.
Yeah. Just,
I've
you got
seen
everything.
Every angle. I've seen every joke. I've seen everything of it. Mm-hmm. And they're all great, by the way.
They're funny.
It's very funny.
People online are very funny.
But I will tell you, when it comes to outrage, the takes on social media about it's got to be a 3-game suspension or a 4-game suspension. Some of the dumb, listen, it's gross. All right. Mm-hmm. Jalen Carter doing that is not befitting of a professional athlete. And they were well within their right to kick him out, even though I don't know I felt that strongly about it. But I understand why they did it. Nope. I can't say that I have a problem with them kicking him out. The idea that there would be anything more than that. It's like we've got dudes who serve 6-game suspensions for spousal abuse allegations.
And not only 6-game suspensions, ones that get reduced down to 2 or 3 games. Are we going to put Jalen Carter in that same realm? Like, that just doesn't seem right.
And it's just at like, I don't know. Like, listen, am I probably out on sending a Christmas card to Jalen Carter? Yep. Yep.
Yeah, might not be somebody that you really can go to bat for in the future when it comes to being a model citizen and turning his life around and all that stuff. Even though, again, it's just spitting. It's not. I don't think you're an awful person for spitting on somebody. I would never do it, but in a football context, I just don't think you're an awful person.
I don't think it makes you a good person.
I don't think so either.
Gray area here.
I don't think so either. But I also can't. I can't look at this and say Jalen Carter, known bad guy, based off of this. I could do it for other things, not for this.
No, but I think it's the cherry on top that the guy's a jackwagon,
and that's why he's not getting any benefit of the doubt. I think that's why so many people are rushing to be like, he's got to be suspended. This has to happen to him. He's got to be made an example of. And it's just, if this happened to somebody else that was perceived to be a model citizen, I don't think the reaction would be the same. It's just, we all know Jalen Carter's backstory, and we all know how talented he is, and so it's a perfect combination.
Now, I do think, going forward, I think the NFL's in a tough spot because of what I said. Like, I think if you don't suspend him, there are people who, especially when the Browns get that taunting penalty on Sunday.
I mean, if I'm the Players Association, I instantly appeal that, and then I try to fight as hard as I can, because the precedent has already been set that this is just a financial fine. This is not a game fine in addition to being kicked out immediately.
I think the time, I think when it happens. T.O.
did this like 15 years ago, and same thing happened to him that happened to Marcus Peters. It was just a fine.
I think it being the first game of the season matters. And one more, I think the fact that that game, for the rest of the game, was incredibly chippy. And I know those games are already intense. There was a lot of extracurriculars that happened in that game that I think 100% were fueled by the emotion of Jalen. And from both sides, by the way, the Eagles were clearly pissed that he got run for that, even if they thought it was gross too. And Cowboys fans, or the Cowboys players, were clearly incensed that that happened to their best player. So you can actually sell me the idea of all of the nonsense that happened, the charged atmosphere, is because of the Jalen Carter part of this.
Well, and so there's one other element that, and I don't think this is why they should go hard.
Is it helium?
No, it's not. No.
It's a different element.
It's more the idea that this was a nationally televised game. It's not a good enough reason to say we have to make an example out of you because it's televised. But when it's televised, people remember these things because the whole world is watching.
No, I think absolutely being nationally televised does matter.
First game of the season, like legit first game of the season. You know, you're going to have, when the numbers come out, there'll probably be 30 million people that were watching that game. It's Thursday Night Football. If you wanted to make an example, this would be the ideal time to do it. I don't love it for Jalen Carter if it happens.
We've seen countless examples where if there's no video proof of something, or if there's limited video proof, or you don't have the right angles, or if you were in the least watched Browns game of the week with Spiro Ditas
and Adam Archuleta, they just kind of go away.
This can't be. And again, what is the NFL always about? The NFL is about the syntax on PR issues. Nobody talked about the lightning. Very few people talked about the lightning thing first this morning. Very few people talked about the fact that the Cowboys damn near beat Eagles. All Jalen Carter.
Is this a PR issue though? I look at this and I'd be like, if you are just listening in wherever you're listening and you think to yourself, oh, somebody spit on somebody else, you're like, all right, football's back to what it used to be. I don't look at it.
Was there a higher per capita spitting?
I don't think NFL has a spitting problem all of a sudden. I don't think the NFL looks.
Have they eradicated that out of the game?
If anything, the NFL looks soft if they go hard and they really
explain that
they
one.
Really penalize somebody for spitting on somebody else.
Show your work. I think there are going to no
because
they,
we've seen in past instances they've just done fine.
This is where I actually will give social media the benefit of the doubt. The NFL's reaction should be tantamount to what the reaction was on social media. A majority of people last night thought it was one of the most egregious things they'd seen on the
field. They need to see more things.
Well, no, I personally don't disagree, but. You don't want half the audience thinking, oh, they just don't care about us.
They ejected them. That to me, the ejection alone shows that they have a strong care about whether or not somebody spat in somebody else's face.
For me, yes, but you and I are on the lighter side of the spectrum. It's not going to take a lot to please us, whereas I think there's 90% of people who want blood. Maybe not the greatest turn of phrase there, but who want some pound of flesh for Jalen Carter. 216-474-0092. Neither JP or I think further discipline is necessary beyond a fine, but I think the NFL is in a hard spot because I think a lot of people are expecting that. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.